Disability in the Philippines. By Lucky May Four Knowles. In the Philippines, there are existing laws that prohibit the discrimination of persons with disabilities PWDs. The primary law is Republic Act No. 7277 or the Magna Carta for Disabled Persons, which provides for the rehabilitation, self-development, and self-reliance of PWDs to ensure their integration into mainstream society. It was amended eventually to Republic Act No. 9442 to expand the privileges and incentives for PWDs. Additionally, there is the Batas Pambansa BLG 344 or the Accessibility Law, which mandates all public buildings and facilities to be accessible to PWDs, Republic Act No. 6759 or the White Cane Act, which provides for the rights of visually impaired persons, including the use of white canes, Republic Act No. 10070, which ensures the implementation of programs and services for PWDs in local government units, Republic Act No. 10524, which expands the number of government positions reserved for PWDs, and Republic Act No. 7877, which prohibits discrimination specifically against women in employment. But, just like in other countries in the world, challenges persist in the implementation and enforcement of these laws. One of the greatest challenges of people with disabilities is having to work even harder to prove that they can and want to live a normal, fulfilling life. Jonathan Algo has cerebral palsy. She dreamed of becoming a math teacher, but her teacher discouraged her from finishing school because of her condition. Even after completing a culinary skills training program from a non-profit foundation, no employer would recognize her for what she was capable of. Maria Criselda Bisda has retinitis pigmentosa. She attended a mainstream school through to her master's degree in human resources management. During her studies, one of her professors expressed disdain for her presence in his class, even suggesting that she leave, not because of her performance, but simply because he was uncomfortable with her disability. Some respondents of the study lived experiences and self-worth of selected Filipinos with physical disabilities in the Letran Research Institute have been living with family members who could not accept their disability. Recently, too, the Persons with Disability Affairs of San Miguel, Bulacan discovered a reel where a man with crutches was smacked in the head by four unidentified men in city uniform. Likewise, Bless Adriano, who has a visual impairment, had to contend with ramps blocked by metal gates, locked public toilets, unusable ticket vending machines, and absence of elevators in many of the urban rail transit lines in Metro Manila, Philippines. To address this, the Philippine authorities ensures that PWDs have access to quality education and inclusive learning environments. Some of these educational institutions are the Reedley International School, Nord Anglia International School Manila, De La Salle College of St. Benilda DLSCSB, Southville International School and Colleges SISC, Angelicum College, and Yula Joamong Rodriguez Institute of Science and Technology IRIST. Employers are also encouraged to hire PWDs and provide reasonable accommodations. Both government agencies and private corporations should reserve at least 1% of their regular and non-regular positions for PWDs. Private corporations rewarded by a 25% additional deduction from its gross income, while those that improve or modify their physical facilities to provide reasonable accommodation to PWDs are entitled to an additional deduction from their net income equivalent to 50% of direct costs of the improvements or modifications. Companies known for hiring PWDs belong to the industries of business process outsourcing BPO, banking and finance, and retail and food service. With all this comes the call to make public buildings, transportation, and other infrastructure accessible to PWDs. Some of the accessible ones are government buildings such as the Quezon City Hall compound, CCRD building, City Treasury Building, Civic Building A&E, QC Health Building, Legislative Building, Rosario Maclang Bautista General Hospital, and Quezon City General Hospital. Today, the Philippines continue to raise awareness and challenge stereotypes about disability. This is crucial to combat inequalities and promote inclusion in disaster preparedness, especially that the country is situated at the very heart of the Pacific Ring of Fire, is vulnerable to typhoons, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions.